Duncan County attorney, but I think I look out there and see University of Iowa, Kristen Bridger. Do you like to please introduce yourself and we'll get started with you?
Okay, sure. So I'm Bridger Bates. I'm the interim associate director for an extension, supervising the western half of Wyoming. I'm also currently serving as the interim county director for our county coordinator for you in Sublette County with our new employee, and that's why I'm here. I'll get to introduce you, Jen, here in a minute. But so I'll serve that role for just a few months to tell Jen and kind of get her feet underneath her and get going, and then she'll probably take over that role as county coordinator. But I just wanted to introduce myself, let you know that I'm your contact right now for, you know, budget questions, those sorts of things, while Jen's getting up to speed. So, and then the other thing was to introduce Jen Matoski, she's been here 3 weeks, maybe?
Yeah.
About 3 weeks. We're excited to have her. We're excited to have a new eager person here in Sublette County to take over 4-H. Jen comes to us with some experience, so that's nice to have some experience to get started. But we're glad to have her. I don't know if you have any background to give a little bit.
Sure. So, like you said, I'm Jen Potosky. I'm excited to be here. Jump right in during this busy time. We had our jackpot show last weekend and then fair coming up. I'm originally from Pennsylvania and grew up in my 4-H Equine Club there. And then I went to the University of Wyoming where I got my degree in agricultural business and animal science. That's kind of what brings me back here. I have some friends in the area, so that's nice. And then I was most recently in Virginia Extension working with the 4-H and agriculture program there. So that's where I get some of my experience. Yeah, I'm excited to be here. I'm already enjoying it, you know, meeting lots of different people, and hope to be able to, you know, meet all the leaders and kids in the next few months. And yeah.
Well, it's certainly nice to meet you, Jen, and welcome. Brenda, it's nice to have you come and introduce yourself to us as well. And Jen, I imagine your schedule is going to be very busy. I'm sure it is, and with fair coming up and starting at this date, it's going to be a lot of activities to plan, a lot of people to meet, and a lot of challenges in this particular time. So we welcome you, and I'm sure our kids look forward to working with you, and it's good to put a name with a face, and hopefully we can establish that contact, and you can let us know about progress or concerns or problems or whatever moving forward, because we're all very supportive of our 4-H program, have a long established history of having a very top-notch program, and we're all very committed and interested in seeing that moving forward. So welcome and thank you. Any comments from the commissioner?
Just welcome. Enjoy.
I just had one other thing to update you on. The position for the range educator replacing Glenn Owen Holdings is open right now. So we are accepting applications. We'll probably review that again at the end of next month. But if you know anybody that is interested or qualified, encourage them to apply. Some good candidates to move forward with that to build our positions.
Have you had much interest in that at this point?
I do know that we've had some interest from some candidates that we're pretty excited about. Some of them are not graduating until this fall, so that might, you know. But so we'd like to get a few more candidates that we can choose from. So.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Mr. Chairman, I don't know.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I just emphasize how important this position is in our community, working closely with the Conservation District, Range people, the Forest Service, BLM. It's a critical position and a lot of opportunity to put ourselves in a better position in data collection on federal lands, grazing permits, that sort of thing. So look forward to you filling that position.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And then I wasn't sure how often would you guys like updates from us in the 4-H program? Is there a certain, time?
I think why don't we start out with quarterly and see how that works.
Okay, yeah. That works.
Okay. Good. And that way you can keep that communication going and see what problems, interests, concerns that you have as well. So that'd be a good idea. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Hey, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Clay, I guess we'll move back to you if you're ready.
I am. I just start calling you Judge. That's the mode I am in. I appreciate
I've been called Rose.
Certainly. Mr. Chairman, I appreciate your patience as I also cover a criminal caseload as well and had a hearing. So my apologies to you all and thank you for your patience. So I just have a couple of things to go over. Ms. Harnack, if you all are familiar with Main Street Pinedale, is working on getting things lined up for Farmer's Market and also Rendezvous, which includes leasing a portion of county property, which is essentially the courthouse lawn to the north east grassy lawn area of the courthouse for Farmer's Market. And then Rendezvous is also that piece and the parking lot due east of the circuit court, which is where the county attorney's trailer was. So those two pieces for Rendezvous, and then also the grassy portion solely for the Farmer's Market. And Ms. Harnack is here and can answer any questions. I have the leases here. They've already been signed by Mr. Radakovich of Main Street Pinedale. And then do we have any questions on that? And the leases are not in your packet. I apologize. Yes. Sorry.
But you have reviewed those to regards to form and content.
Yes, I wrote my reviews. These leases were drafted by me, and so they're good to go from our office's perspective. They just didn't make it in time for the packet.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, Clayton, this is something we do every year. Am I correct? Okay.
That is correct.
It's Main Street's first time doing it. We were headed off Rendezvous last December from the chamber, so we're just trying to make sure we're
very good.
And the way the Farmer's Market one essentially works is it is a lease for those Fridays that include, and if you want to talk about Thursdays, my apologies. So there's a number of Thursdays, and the lease simply applies to those days. I've connected with Andre to make sure that maintenance won't water on those days, so there's no, they mitigates the risk of damage, of permanent damage to the sod. So I think we're set.
Yes.
Anybody has questions?
Yeah. Anybody have any questions? If not, I would consider a motion to approve both lease agreements that have been presented for both Rendezvous and the Farmer's Market.
Second.
Move and second. Any discussion? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
And I'd say you can go ahead and sign those on break if you want, or right now, whichever you prefer.
I'll do it right now. I can hand it to you.
Okay. And while you're doing that, and thank you so much, Ms. Ryan, for coming. Any questions for her before?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Commissioners? Wishing you success.
Thank you very much.
And while I have your attention, we last commissioner meeting when we met on the 2nd, the commission signed the lease with regards to the clubhouse at the golf course. Since signing that, there were a couple of things that needed to be modified, so I have an updated copy that's already been signed by the lessee, so just a new one on that. And then also, I have the contract on, do you want to cover Greenwood now or later? As I understand it, Greenwood mapping is part of, is it clerk's office budget or is it overall?
They have their own budget.
Okay.
Yeah,
and we can do this contract now, or we can do it another time. Okay. So here's the golf course lease. We just need to be updated or new signature on that.
This was already approved.
It's already been approved. Everything. This is just it's just signing.
And then this one is just a renewal of contract and services for Greenwood Group.
Precisely. One thing to pay special attention to on this is that the previous contract expired in July of 19, so there's been a period of time where he has been operating without a contract. This contract essentially accounts for that and covers to make sure that there's no payment issues if they come up with that time period. My understanding is he's been submitting invoices and being paid regularly anyway, so it just wouldn't be an issue.
And so this lease agreement covers previous year and this is the upcoming year?
That is correct, sir.
So, do we have a motion to approve this contract with Greenwood Mapping?
Second.
Any questions? If not, I'll signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Give me a moment, I'll sign.
Okay, thank you so much. And I have nothing further after that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, while the ladies are here, I mean, what's Main Street doing for Rendezvous? I've heard all sorts of things. Is the parade going to happen?
It is. I've spoken to Dr. Fitzsimmons several times, and he's given us what he wants us to do, and we've given him kind of what we're able to do. We found a really great kind of ground. The parade will happen. The only thing as of right now that is canceled is the pageant. They just could not come to a decision, and with about half of their people saying that they just couldn't do it comfortably, then there was no way to make a pageant happen with half the people. So, but as far as that goes, we've got Traders Row will be coming. That's not Main Street, but Traders Row is coming. The museum is doing all of their normal demonstrations and functions there, including the art auction and wine. Art and wine auction. There's going to be concerts in the park. The Winter Dancers will be coming. Main Street is in charge of the vendor fair, the parade, and we were told we could not have a street dance, but we can have a street concert. So, yeah. So there's a little bit of doing, but I'll be marking out 6-foot squares so that each family group can be in their own space so that social distancing is available for people who are so willing. So everything is going to be happening except for, I believe the rodeo is deciding tonight at their board meeting.
We decided that last night.
I'm sorry, say that.
We decided that last night.
You did decide that.
Approval from the state, we will go on.
Okay, perfect. I wasn't sure. They said Monday or Tuesday, and somebody even told me Tuesday night, so that's a go then. Okay, perfect. So it sounds like rodeo is happening almost in full.
Did you have to get a variance per se for your street concert?
I did not have to. No, we've got it so that we've never had more than about 100 people at the street dance, and so because it's outdoors and we have the space, it wasn't required.
Okay, so I guess what's the difference between a street dance and a street concert? And Dr. Fitzsimmons is on.
According to Dr. Fitzsimmons, it's the closeness and the moving around. And the heavy breathing, because it's, yeah, so.
So you're not getting close enough to dance?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, the exertion causes, more aspiration of
possible. I understand. So you didn't have to get a barriers for that because you have a distance and you have the number of people relative.
Right. He gave me a solid no on the dance, but we worked it out with the street concert. So,
Where would we pick up a registration to be in the parade?
The parade, you can do that online.
Okay.
It's all on MainStreetPinedale.com.
Okay.
We have also put together a full festival music for all of the different groups at GreaterRendezvous.com. The Historical Society is giving us the use of their domain name so that we can get that out and make it look like a real, community festival instead of several different organizations kind of doing their own thing. So that's been really super helpful. We appreciate that. But so if you're looking for a full schedule of events from all of the different places, and as soon as I get the rodeo schedule, like their flyers, then I'll put that up there as well. All of that will be there on readoverrendezvous.com. So parade things are available on MainStreetPinedale.com.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
Clayton?
Yeah, that was good.
In a second, sir, you're good to go.
Okay. Thank you very much.
So, Jim? Are you ready? Come on.
I want to give you an update on the memorial. We kind of had this is last week they came in and cut everything. There's a kind of a misunderstanding. We thought we were getting three slabs. We're not. We're getting three units. There are three slabs per unit, so we're getting nine slabs. And so they came in 2 weeks ago and cut the concrete. We had to take the flagpoles out. We'll replace them back in. This is one unit. So there'll be nine slabs coming in. So we're putting three to the east, three to the west, and three to the north.
So do we get three for the price of nine or nine for the price of three?
There's plenty of room there. I think for the next 50 years we'll have room to put things on.
We must.
Okay.
But with these coming in now, we'll have an additional 1,200 names we can put on there. So
we have made an investment in the future.
Yeah, and the slabs will be here sometime towards the end of July. Everything is set now. As soon as the slabs get here, they can put them in.
Any questions, Commissioner Vickery?
The foundation on those things are 5 foot deep. So that, and then with the rebar and everything in there, I don't think they're going to, just like the other ones, they're not going to go anywhere. It took 20 yards of concrete.
So Jim?
What's that?
If you don't mind my asking, so when we bought three slabs thinking it was three, in fact we bought nine, is that what you're saying?
That's right.
But we just thought we paid for three and that's still the price of the car.
It's still the same price for all of them. There's no change in the price. The contract said three units and we thought a unit was one slab, but it's not.
I think we did two.
So my viewer got down there and tried to tell me they couldn't get all three of them in that one place. And I said, you can't get three slabs in there? And they said, well, we got nine here. So.
Pay attention to details, right?
Yeah, but it'll really be nice to look at that.
The price per slab just went down. Yeah. Thanks, Jim.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jim, would you like these photos back?
Do you want to keep them?
I passed them around. I don't think we need them.
Okay.
If you'd like them.
I'll put them in there with all the other stuff.
Okay. Thank you very much. Mr. Murdoch. Wherever. You can stand up, come up in the middle, wherever.
I'll sit here. When Commissioner Vickery, when Mr. Washington came in to see me and told me the exact same thing, I was like, this rarely happens that you actually get a better deal on something in government than usually it goes the other way. So I was like, I'm happier at 9 for 3 instead of 3 for the price of mine. All right, gentlemen, how can I help?
Well, I think you're here to explain your airport request, and there's two portions, as I understand. The first part would be the match money in the neighborhood of $147,000. Is that correct?
No, sir.
Okay.
So I'll take a step back, if you don't mind. I think traditionally what has happened within Suffolk County is on the assessed mill levy, there's always been a mill levy set aside specifically for the airports. And just traditionally, I mean, even just reading, if you don't mind reading from the state of the county, it says both airports near Marbleton and Pinedale benefit from county mill levy funding. The Big Piney Marbleton Airport will receive $96,000 for general operations and maintenance, in addition to $48,000 to assist the airport board in attracting and hiring a fixed base operator for the facility. The county holds more than $663,310 in reserves for the use of the town of Pinedale's airport for major improvements. The county's contribution to the Pinedale airport is limited to match funding for improvement projects and not for general operations. And so that's kind of been our understanding, that there has been the county-wide mill levy. A portion of it is for the airports, a portion of that goes to the Marbleton and Big Piney Airport, and a portion of that is set aside in savings for Pinedale Airport match for Thanksgiving. So I'm just, again, a little bit more history. We are between 2019 and 2020 going to be the recipients of over $13 million in grant funding. The federal FAA approved a supplemental funding last year. There were only 108 airports throughout the entire nation that were approved, and the only airport in the state of Wyoming that was approved was the Pinedale Airport. So we are getting a $5 million grant from the federal FAA to do runway rehabilitation and apron expansion for 2021. One of the main purposes, it hasn't been said, but what we expect is that the Pinedale Airport runway is about 9,000 feet and 100 feet wide, so it's one of the largest runways in the state. And because Jackson Hole Airport is going to be shut down in 2022 for runway rehabilitation, the FAA is wanting to get another airport nearby at the ability to cope with traffic that comes from that. So again, we're one of 108 airports nationwide, and only one in the state of Wyoming that got the $5 million grant. Of that $5 million grant, I want to say 90% of it is actual free, 10% is match. Of the 10%, 8% of that 10 is matched by Wydot Aeronautics, and the remaining 2% is the local match. So our request is for $633,000 to meet that 2% match on the $5 million grant that we are receiving for the runway rehabilitation. The other element that we had included in the letter that we had sent earlier is that we were looking at doing a Wyoming Business Council grant/loan to improve the FBO at the same time, so that in one season we could do, because right now we're doing apron reconstruction, we're gonna do runway rehabilitation and an apron expansion, so there's a lot of work going on at the airport, and we thought at the same time in 2021 that we're ripping and building a new fuel farm, let's get a new FBO out there. And so we had looked at the possibility of doing a Wyoming Business Council grant, and so the letter that we included to you was the possibility of $300,000 help towards that match, and it would be something that would be paid over time, not immediately. So if that was not communicated clearly, our apologies. So that would have been, if you will, future. future giving to the existing match grant funding that we were seeing. The decision that we've come to is that we ended up doing an RFI. We had two amazingly qualified FBOs bid on the process. We have gone through business plans and everything, and at last council meeting, we elected to pursue negotiations with a company called Choice Aviation, based out of Cody. Choice Aviation has actually got multiple, if I remember right, they have 7 or 8 FBO locations already within the Intermountain region. And they opted not to go for a business council grant. They opted not to go for a loan. They feel that the Pinedale Airport is a good enough business opportunity and that they can get money privately through banks rather than from the state and actually build stuff on their own, go figure, less expensively than the government can build things. So we are no longer needing any money for the FBO match. If we move forward with Choice, which the negotiations are in process right now, they would finance and fund the whole expansion of the FBO there. So the current request is formally that of the 663 that you have in reserves, we would like to access some of that for the FAA grant that I just mentioned, the $5 million one. And the other aspect is I'm hoping that of the airport mill levy raised, that we can still have a portion of that set aside annually for match grant giving like we have been doing for the past 20 plus years.
So the request is basically to use that match money that is already in a reserve account for grant or match request from the FAA.
Correct.
It's not anything exceeding what is already there.
No, sir.
See, that was a misunderstanding from the letter I got.
No, and I think what we had been looking at, and again, go back, is that we've seen a lot of interest at our airport, so we were trying to dovetail several projects together. If we had moved forward on a $3 to $5 million Wyoming Business Council grant, we might have needed $300,000 as a match. And so that was kind of like, let's get this in front of you now, so that if we do move in that direction, you've already been thinking about it. As I said, though, we've moved away from that. The partner that we're going to negotiate with is actually going to finance and fund everything on their own. And so we're having those discussions now, and there will not be a grant for that.
So really, the request that you have is just for consideration in the upcoming year that the Pinedale Airport will get part of the mill levy for, this is still not operation, it's still for grant requests in the future.
Correct. So that is our request, is that, and I leave it to the commissioners to determine what the fair proportion of that is. I know that the Marvin Airport is being supported for its operations, and understandably, so no angst there for what it's worth. Currently, the budget for the Pinedale Airport is $191,000. The town of Pinedale pays most of that out of our general fund, and then we also have revenue that comes in from landing fees and float fees. And so the budget, the annual budget for the airport is about $191,000. We've got that covered. If we can just have access, and I talked to Carrie, whether or not that sits in the savings account of the county, or whether every year you stick it in one of our funds, and we have it designated only for match grant giving as well, whatever you're comfortable with, but having that money there annually put into that pot so that every 3-5 years we actually have a chunk of cash like we do today. I mean, to qualify for a $5 million grant and be able to tap into $630,000 that's been collected over the last couple of years is wonderful for the entire county. So it just happens to be the Pinedale Airport that's going to be doing the expansion, but we all benefit.
So, Carrie, this money, that account is going to be significantly depleted after this request, so it will need to be built back up.
So, I think in the past, what has been done is the levy was set aside as two requests were similar. So, whatever the Big Piney Airport requested, a similar amount would be levied also for the Pinedale.
That's how we understood it, and then that was just said that the money for the Big Piney and Marbleton Airport was used for their operations, and the remaining for the Pinedale has just slowly built up as we see the $630,000, $660,000.
So basically, I mean, what we're saying, we split the mill levy, or whatever portion of the mill levy goes to airports between both airports.
Yes.
And yours goes into
the pot.
the pot of money we use for grant matching that finally goes towards operational. Okay. I don't see any concern or issues. I mean, it's just your letter did mention or indicate to me that there was that 140 something thousand short of the match money. Apparently that's not the case.
Yeah, the point of that was that if you were to put in 300,000, and I think it was based on what we understood was happening annually, is that a certain amount of money was going into the reserve. So of the 663, we would have been drawing down 630, let's just say. You would have been putting an additional 140 this year. We drew out 300, so you'd be short 140. But that 140, you could then reimburse yourselves the following year with the logic of the letter. Poorly communicated, but that was the logic of the letter. So it would be, we draw, and we wouldn't have needed the 300,000 even this year. We probably would only need the 300,000 next year. But again, that request is no longer being made.
Right.
So that was the logic behind the letter.
Okay.
Poorly communicated.
Everybody understand that? We're not being asked for more money.
No.
But you are being asked to increase the airport budget.
Are we being asked to increase it or just put it equally?
Well, the levy itself, the two will be combined. So we'll go well.
The way I understand currently, the levy that you have set right now will raise about $140,000. And I think the big piney marbles and requests is for about $140,000. So, but that's, I don't know how you guys.
Yeah, I don't know if they requested $140,000. They had that one year last year because they were considering, hopefully trying to find that to help, but their operational budget was below $100,000.
Right.
Mr. Chairman, isn't there a formula that is put in big piney? Gets X number of mills or half mills, quarter mills for their maintenance, then the money that is left over out of that mill goes into the pot that has, for the Pinedale Airport, that has been building over many years. And to the tune now in that pot is $600,000+.
There's no formula.
Oh, there isn't.
What?
I'm confused because we talked about this during budget about how Big Piney was funded and how Pinedale, they had an account that they
right.
got the money, and I thought there was a formula that was drawn up.
Just that the two were similar.
Okay, all right.
So Mr. Chairman, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the way this works is during budget week, we meet with the airport board, with Big Piney Marbleton board, we determine how much, based on their request of what we decide to fund, that number of dollars then is translated into the portion of a mill that you tax. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And so, say, Big Piney Marbleton requests 50,000, we tax for 100. 50 of it goes for operations, and the other 50 goes into the match money for the Pinedale Airport. Is that correct?
That is what has been done traditionally.
Okay.
I did not know about that this last year until we started having a conversation with former Chairman Andy Nelson and Tom brought it up. So that was the agreement. It's not written down anywhere, but that's what has traditionally been done. And that's what Mayor Murdoch was requesting for this year was their portion of that meal, which would be similar to what we kind of as well. And we're still looking at the budget for the Pine because I think they requested 89,000, but we're going to be looking to see what it would cost to remove the snow and plow the weeds because they've just been doing that on their own. Their board has been doing that. So they're looking into that, because that will go up a little bit. So traditionally, when theirs goes up, the portion for Pinedale goes up too, and it goes into that.
So that will be taken in consideration when we approve the budget and get down to those specific requests, but use a number of $90,000.
Right.
If we're going to approve $90,000 for the
Big Piney Airport, and we will be putting $90,000 into this account for Piney to be using.
We will. Yes, we levy double what Big Piney requests. That's what has been done traditionally.
And so the levy is basically split between the two airports.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I think what I hear what you're saying is that the levy, the initial calculation is based on Marpleton's request, and then doubles to.
So I think we're on the same page. Yeah.
I think we are. That's what we've always operated on. That's how it's been for years, and it seems, and you can see the benefit from it. I mean, that money being set aside gives us the ability, when the time comes, to tap into a larger grant, which is wonderful.
Okay. Commissioner Ballard.
Mr. Chairman, on this subject and the situation with the Jackson Airport, question for Mayor Murdoch. Does that mean that we will be taking commercial air travel at the Pioneer Airport, or will it just be the private portion of what goes on at the Jackson Airport?
Commissioner Balsman, I understand that we will not be receiving commercial traffic here. We will probably see an influx. You know, I don't want to speak too much out of turn, but I know that the Jacksonville Airport already has a very large group of people that would like to land there. So there is a large number of pilots and aircraft that land in Afton and Driggs because they can no longer land in Jackson. With the shutdown of the runway going on in 2022 for their improvements there, I think a lot of those who are already kind of in the pot are going to be pushed out for a while. I understand that they're probably going to shut down commercial traffic for a short window. I know that they're planning for a six-month closure, at least internally. I don't know how public that is, but a public meeting. However, I think they're expecting that to be shorter for the commercial flights. So we're not expecting them. We don't have, at this point in time, the ability for commercial aircraft with all the TSA, radar, and radio that would be required for Delta Airlines to fly at this point in time. We do see an increase in possibility. One of the discussions we've had with our FBO candidates is the possibility of charter aircraft, the possibility of FedEx, UPS, other air services, Forest Service beginning to base more and more out of the Pinedale Airport. We actually have space in the airport planned for them. So I think there's a lot of space there for growth, and this will help, especially getting that airframe construction. But no, we're not expecting to see commercial aircraft there.
So when these improvements are completed at the Jackson Airport, do you anticipate that we will retain that traffic you talked about, not the commercial part, but the other, or will it go away and we're going to be left with a facility we can't afford to maintain?
If you hang out in my office and we're talking airport, you're going to hear me talk about hot cookies and apps, because that's what a lot of these private pilots are looking for. They like to be able to pull up an app and know that there's fuel and where they can land, and they land and there's hot cookies. And so we're working with our existing FBO and working with our future FBO to say we want this to be as hospitable and as welcoming to have the hangar space, so that in the hopes that 10% of those pilots, for example, that shift would actually stay in Pinedale. And we've been told that there are a number who would like to have some sort of base here. So one of our bids for one of the FBOs was a very exciting bid. They were foreseeing 20 or 30 new aircraft coming into this area and an employment of up to 10 to 12 people being employed there. So they're forecasting and foreseeing, and again, Choice Aviation being willing to put their own money on the table, they're foreseeing growth out of the Pinedale Airport. We're probably not going to maintain or retain everybody that leaves Jackson, but get a couple.
So you'd be looking at a cookie bar instead of an alcohol bar.
There you go.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman. So, Mr. Mayor, if this thing goes forward, am I envisioning an air traffic control tower down there also?
Not in the immediate future, but possibly down the road, something similar to a Rock Springs or, you know, the discussion's out there. All this is just phased growth. Let's see what happens. We receive currently over 5,000 flights a year, or about 80 to 90 flights a week in Pinedale. We forecast that that's going to increase. We're expecting to maybe double our fuel sales, and then from there, another will happen. So we're obviously not going to we're not going to go that direction until we know there's a market for it, but it's a possibility. I mean, that could be in 20 years or 30 years, just FYI. I may not be around for that to see that, so, but I do know that there is interest in the Pine Valley Club.
Good. Any other questions for the mayor? Well, thanks for coming. I think we got that cleared up.
Yeah, no, and my apologies if the letter wasn't clear enough. And I also am grateful that we were able to work out this misunderstanding on the mill levy, and we look forward to continue working there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Looks like we're ahead of schedule.
What'd you just say?
I said it looks like we're ahead of schedule. The accounts payable? Yeah, we can do that. We can jump ahead to 1:15 or 1:45 or even 1 o'clock. But we can do accounts payable, if I could have a motion to pay those, approve those as audited.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Do we have a second for accounts payable?
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all 75, I'll say an aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No. We do have one request for approval of a bond approval for Clayton Olson, treasurer of Suffolk County School District Number 1. If I could have a motion to approve this surety bond for Clayton Olson.
So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? If not, I'll signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're going to get caught up on signing this, and we'll see where we are.
Here's go, Joel. That did clarify for me that the 600 document, because it's, and I'd like to know, how long has it been, they've been putting money in there? 10 years? 15 years? I don't know.
They have used a little bit of it.
But that's what it's for. That's what it was set aside for. Because we don't give any money to the Pinedale Airport for maintenance or for anything.
Where's that card? Is everybody?
Oh, Doc, I saw it somewhere. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, are you going to buy that gun, Joel?
I got to buy my wife.
You know how that is. Well, sure. The secret there is you have to say it's for the grandkids. But you keep it at your house.
I don't know. It's for cheap boys.
Well, yeah. But just
know, that helps a little.
But the grandkids. That 6.5 is a grandkid gun. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, there you go.
I have a grandson that's crazy about firearms. So then I have a need when they're there.
When they're there.
I have something to do with
it. That's it.
You know, the 9 millimeter, 10